My guest wrote An Invisible Thread. Perhaps you're familiar with that, either from speaking engagements that she's had or other news about that, or read the book An Invisible Thread. And now she follows up with Angels on Earth, Inspiring Real-Life Stories of Fate, Friendship, and the Power of Kindness. Laura Schroff is our guest. Nice to talk to you again. How are you today?
I'm really well, and so nice to talk to you again, David. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
I'm going to make a confession right off the bat. As I looked at this book and I looked at what it was about, I said, this is going to be corny. I'm not going to enjoy this as much as I did. It actually brought, my eyes watered a few times, welled up with tears a few times reading these stories. And I would read one and then I'd say, whew, I need a breath after that one. And then I'd delve into another one and find that it was as impactful as the first one. Did you find that to be true for you as you were putting this together?
You know, I found that as each story came into my emails, I couldn't believe that people were sharing these beautiful invisible thread stories with me. They would trust me enough to want to tell me their own story. And the very first story that came to me was actually Angel Perez, The Sunburn. Mm. And that came just a month after An Invisible Thread came out, and that was chapter 28. And, you know, of course, that story is about how Angel had his own invisible thread connection with a woman, Irma, who was his guidance counselor. You know, Angel was living in the South Bronx in the 1970s during a very, very terrible time. And his parents had come from Puerto Rico, and they were hoping to give, you know, Angel a better life. Mm-hmm. But he was pretty much destined and trapped in that cycle of poverty until one day a teacher recognized how talented and smart he was, and she decided to throw him a lifeline, and that lifeline really changed his life. And today he, you know, has got his doctorate, and he also works at Trinity College.
I hear you talk about that story, which is just two chapters past one that was called The Warning, which is, again, is a teacher that has a little boy who's six when she first meets him in her kindergarten class. The end of that story doesn't quite turn out as well as The Sunburn does. But again, it tells about people who see where they are able to make a connection in life. And one of the things that you, at least it comes very clear to me as I read Angels on Earth, is that not all the stories are going to end with a nice little bow tie that is tied very perfectly. Sometimes people don't know what happened to the people they reached out and connected to. Sometimes they know too much about what happened to those people.
But you know what? Still, while it's happening, you're having a profound impact on that person. Mm-hmm. You know, and sometimes, too, it's not until many years later that you find out that you did, in fact, have a profound impact on that person. So sometimes you don't get that immediate gratitude, and it's not until many years later that you find out that you did make a difference.
When you put this together, and when you, I think you learned this lesson from An Invisible Thread, and so it's another lesson that you're asking us to be open to. But what is that lesson? What is the lesson that you are trying, by sharing your story and by sharing these stories in the new book, what is it that you're hoping that the reader would say, aha, you know what, maybe I could what?
Maybe if I open up my eyes and hearts to my surroundings, I'll see that there's a blessing that's right in front of me.
I like the way that you put it in the very beginning when you were talking about angels, and I'm not going to get into any kind of deep conversation about angels, but what you said was that angels, some are protectors, some are messengers, some are guides. So if we think of it in those terms, then you point out, well, guess what? Whether you want to call yourself an angel or not, you could do that. You could be a messenger, you could be a guide, you could be a protector, and then that's what the stories illustrate throughout that. Something else that hits me at the very end, I've gone from the front to the end real quickly, and just the words that you said, and that is, you're talking about kindness. How do people respond to you to enforce the idea that kindness is not passé and that kindness is not something that should go out of style?
Kindness is something that we should incorporate into our lives every single day. And you know, there's the chapter 2 in Angels on Earth, which is The Helper's High, and it's Dr. Dale Atkins. And she has done a lot of research on how kindness is contagious. And the more you incorporate kindness into your life, the more you want to do it over and over. and over again. And it's actually called a helper's high. And I think today more than ever, it is really important to remember that we all have the ability to be an angel to someone. And, you know, there's a lot of negative news right now, but there's also some really positive, beautiful news of how people, you know, particularly in Las Vegas, how terrible that was. But there were so many people who were angels to another person. They were angels on earth. They were making a difference. They were having an impact. They were saving a person's life. That we all, that is my hope, that people will read in Angels on Earth and see that we can all be an angel to someone. And that in order to do it, it can come in many different ways and in very many different forms.
And indeed it does throughout the stories that you tell in your book. We sure have challenges, though, of things, and some of them are right at our grasp. They may be in our pocket. They may be in our hands when we're looking at social media and other things where the dialogue, the conversation turns to the opposite of kindness way too quickly nowadays.
But I also really believe that most people do want to see the good in people, mm-hmm. and most people do want to be kind. And I think that that's something that we should all kind of think about, because it's such a great way to live, you know, if you think you can make a difference.
Yep.
And the first chapter in Angels on Earth, which is the hug, mm-hmm. which is Drew Sanchez, and she talks about how she was in a supermarket and she saw a young mother struggling with three young children. She remembered when she was a young mother and she was struggling, and she went and she bought a gift card with the holiday seasons coming up before we know it. We all can make a difference in the lives of another person. And she gave that gift card to that mother, and the mother started to cry, gave her this huge hug, and as she walked away, she received something that she never could have imagined. The two young boys asked her to please wait, and she turned around, and they ran to her, and they gave her this huge hug, and they were telling her thank you. And she sees life in a very different way. We're all now taking selfies, but if you take this camera and you turn it outward, there's so much more that you'll see in the world.
And that is a terrific message, and that is part of Angels on Earth, inspiring real-life stories of fate, friendship, and the power of kindness. It's written by Laura Schroff, who also is the author of An Invisible Thread. Sorry, our time is over, but thank you very much for introducing us to these stories and to kindness. Thank you.
Thank you so much, and take care, and have a lovely day. Thanks, David. Bye-bye.